Bruce, here at the Syngenta Learning Centers, we got to hear you talk a little bit about some of the innovative and new things from the science of corn, I guess you would call it, that Syngenta is involved in and looking to the future. What were some of the key points that you wanted us here in the media to hear about what Syngenta is doing?
I think within the corn side, it really boils down to a lot of options, and there's a lot of challenges also to go along with it for today's growers. And kind of what we laid out was obviously what are those challenges and what are the options for answering those challenges. And it really comes down to, I mean, we have a huge trait pipeline coming down the road that can solve those a lot of answers. But it's not as simple as that. Crop protection is very valuable into offering things for controlling weeds and insects and diseases also into there. And it's a complete program rather than one silver bullet, you might say, solving all the world's problems.
So for a grower that's looking at some of the challenges that he's got, and I know with Dr. Bolgi, he said the thing he's most asked right now is, how do I deal with this corn after corn, especially wanting to avoid it, having some yield loss, for example. Is what you're doing going to help answer some of those questions for them?
Yeah, I think, again, it revolves back to there's a lot of different approaches to taking a corn-on-corn and making it more successful. And I think you really got to start with getting a good stand and a lot of crop protection things. Seed Care has developed a lot of seed treatments that can help out with that aspect of it. But probably as equally important is picking the right hybrid to go in those situations. And a lot of companies focus on recommending hybrids that have agronomic packages but really don't spend a lot of time looking at, you know, what is the yield component of that in a rotation with that hybrid. And we've seen quite a bit of differences between hybrids and the way they respond just to change the rotation, even under good rootworm management and good disease management, all those things taken out. Hybrids just respond differently in those different environments. And we're going to focus a lot as one of those things is just helping characterize those hybrids for the type of situation along with our breeding efforts.
So, and not being a grower myself, I've got to ask this, make sure I understand. You could essentially then plant a certain hybrid this year, but if you're going to grow corn again next year, it may be good to look at a different hybrid at that point. And for, again, it could be conditions like it could be weather related for that matter, but in order to know what is best, where would I, as a grower, how would I make that decision and find out that information?
We're still in the early phases, really, of trying to characterize all of our hybrids. So the information is somewhat limited right now, and probably the best tool growers have in front of them right now is looking at ratings such as disease packages, root strength, stalk strength, and those things. I think the one thing a lot of growers can look at through the Syngenta seed brands over the next 2 to 3 years is having those agronomic packages also in sync with what hybrids have a good yield response to that with that too. So I think it's kind of a more to come, unfortunately, situation.
Well, we're looking forward to getting out into the field and seeing some of what you've been talking about in action, I guess. That's Bruce Battles talking with me from Syngenta here at the Learning Centers. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.